Good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning is Dave Nichols from the Sitka Electric Vehicle Owners Group. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Rob.
And you guys have an event coming up this Saturday, right?
Yes, we do.
Let's hear about it. What's going on?
Okay, we're planning an electric vehicle open house this Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m., right at the entranceway to Centennial Hall. It won't be inside the hall, but outside the hall we'll have several EV owners there who you can come ask questions, possibly go for a spin in their car if they want to. We'll have lots of information on how to shop and buy an electric vehicle. There will be lots of cake, too. We don't know if it's going to be shaped like an EV or standard cake, but there'll be refreshments. And so, again, that would be this Saturday, September 15th, from 1 to 3 p.m. at Centennial Hall. Everyone is welcome.
Dave, that all sounds fantastic, but I tell you, I will be personally disappointed if the cake is not shaped like an EV. You're setting the bar pretty high there, and it's just Monday.
We'll do our best, Rob.
There's a lot of electric vehicles rolling around town, and every time I see one, the first thing I go is, there's another electric vehicle, another Leaf, or what are the common electric vehicles we're seeing? The most common is like the Leaf.
Well, the most common we're seeing here are Nissan Leafs.
Yeah.
And they've been making them for maybe 7 or 8 years.
Yeah. And how many in town? Do you have any idea?
Yeah. As of about 2 years ago, we knew of close to 40, and we think there are between 60 and 80 Leafs now in Sitka. So that may not seem like a lot, but when you consider that's for 8,000 people, our per capita ownership rate is about one for every 100 people, which is probably right up there amongst the highest probably in the world. Juno also is right up there with us.
And do they have, well, they have a larger population. Is their proportion the same? Are they in the like the...
Juno is about the same there. They have more than 300 EVs over there for their 30,000 population.
Wow. I imagine that seeing all the EVs on the road probably eases the minds of potential new owners. But what are some of the most common things people worry about when they're considering electric vehicles? I mean, it's a little bit of a shift for people mentally to get into these cars. Like, will they run out of electricity at some point? What are some of the common questions?
You're right, Rob. Thanks. It's a little bit of a leap of faith, but it's getting a lot easier to make that leap with more cars, as you say. Probably the number one question is about range anxiety. You hear about that a lot down south. But with our limited driving here, I don't know of any cars that have run out of electricity. Pretty much all the cars you can charge overnight and you'll get close to 80 miles of driving. So if you're going to do more than that, you might run out of electricity, but most people would not in town. Another question that comes up is how about repairs? But they're pretty much maintenance-free. I don't know of any repairs that have been needed. There have been a few minor fender benders, but really they're almost maintenance-free. Of course, you need tires and other things like that over time.
Right.
Another question that comes up is how will I charge it? And most people charge overnight in their garage, slow charge. So, they're pretty much easy to own and operate. They're inexpensive and provide a lot of advantages.
Are most people buying new EVs, or are they getting them off the retired lease market down south?
Yeah, good question. Most people in town, I would say, are getting used EVs that are about 3 to 5 years old and cost about $10,000. And you simply pick up the phone, and there are several dealerships in Western Washington that know they've done a lot of business in Southeast Alaska, and you can negotiate a purchase over the phone, and they'll ship it up here, and you pick it up at the dock. It's really becoming a streamlined process, very easy.
And a lot of people are not seeing their cars until they roll off the dock, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. That's a little bit more than a leap of faith, isn't it? That's blind faith, I guess.
I guess so, but I haven't heard of any drawbacks or any disappointments by doing it that way. So.
So there is sort of a system in place for people who are interested in doing it.
Exactly.
And what about, so the car's already been on the road 3 to 5 years. How has that affected the lifespan of its energy system?
Mm-hmm. Well, eventually all of the batteries will start to lose some charge over time. So you'll notice that there's like, you start out with 12 bars, let's say, that represents a full charge. And over time, that might drop to 10 or 8 bars. And eventually, batteries would need to be replaced. But we're tracking some of the original EV owners in town who've owned Leafs for more than 5 years, and they're really seeing very little reduction in charge. So,
will the battery's capacity just be affected over time? You mentioned the cars have a range of 80 miles, but I can't picture anybody putting 80 miles on a day on a car here, unless you're running deliveries out to, you know, out to the industrial park or to mm-hmm. the ferry terminal or something. That's a lot of mileage. But is it mileage or time that affects the batteries? I mean, can you in theory keep an electric vehicle going for 10 or 15 years here mm-hmm. and just with very limited mileage on it? Or are those batteries going to mm-hmm. eventually just sort of, you know, age out on their own?
Good question. So if it's like your Corvette that you drive twice a year.
I
don't know the answer to that, but my guess is that most people who buy even a used car would probably have at least 5 to 10 years of their battery life, but I'm not sure how it affects, I think it's more a function of how many miles you
drive.
Right. Yeah.
And a used, say a Leaf that's already 3 to 5 years, what's the expected mileage of a used Leaf that rolls off the dock up here?
Well, most of the owners are still getting close to their full charge.
Okay.
Would be at least 80 miles. And, of course, the new Leafs are having, and other models are having more larger batteries that have even larger, longer driving ranges.
So. Okay. If the expected life of an internal combustion engine car is like 200 or 250,000 miles, what's the expected life of an electric vehicle?
I don't know for sure, but I believe that the new ones have a 100,000-mile warranty on them. So.
Okay. And again, I'm just sort of thinking, in Sitka, I've lived here long time, and I've had several vehicles, and I want to say even when I was in that phase when I was, you know, driving my kids around to school and to ballet and doing all the carpooling and everything, it looked like the odometer would never even.
Yep.
I mean, I've had this car like 19 years, and it's like, have I really only put, you know, 10,000 miles on it? It's crazy.
Yeah, it's a neat feature, for sure.
I had another question for you, Dave, and we have about a minute or so here to go. But I know that you're a researcher with the Forest Products Lab. You're a deep thinker professionally. And have you thought deeply about electric vehicles, sort of their life cycle? Are we really coming out ahead environmentally when you look at this car and its manufacture and its ultimate disposal? Do you think it's a more environmentally sound product than a regular car? I mean, there's mm-hmm. still a lot of metal, a lot of plastic, a lot of heavy metal and stuff in the battery. Are we coming out ahead?
That's a great question, Rob. And most of the cars do have lithium batteries, which have to be mined somewhere and, you know, made into batteries, transported, and the car needs to be made, et cetera. But my hunch is, and this is more of an opinion than anything, that because we're driving renewable hydro power here and we're not burning gasoline, that if you own an electric vehicle for over the lifetime of that car, you're probably much better ahead than with a gasoline car. But that's a good question. I'll go back and do some more research on it and let you know.
Back at the lab. Yeah. But I guess the one thing that's undeniable is financially you're coming out ahead.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Because another thing, even with our electric rates creeping up a little bit, you're still much better off for paying for your electric fuel than gasoline at about $4 a gallon. We figure you're still at least half that much.
Okay.
With an electric car.
Dave, you're still hoping some electric vehicle owners come out Saturday and help out if they're free?
Yes, and we have a number who have said they would stop on by.
Okay.
But if there's any other EV owners in town that would like to participate, they're welcome to call me at 738-2176, and they're welcome to come by Saturday at 1 to 3 p.m. at Centennial Hall.
All right, and come and have all your questions answered at the Sitka Electric Vehicle Owners Open House, possibly a cake shaped like an electric vehicle there, and somebody will take you out for a test drive maybe in their fleet.
Yep.
Sounds great. Dave Nichols, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Rob. My pleasure.